with me how great our God. All will see how great our God.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah. You know, the enemy would have liked for me to get embarrassed, for you to get embarrassed, and he's still trying to do that. But I have a word for you today. I've got to get it out. I've got to get out. So Jesus was telling his disciples, I'm going to be going away. And they didn't totally understand. So down in verse 28, he said, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as the Father hath taught me, I speak these things. Some of us need to wash out our mouth with some soap and start speaking what God says. Tell your neighbor, say, speak what God says.
Speak what God says.
Can you speak what God says? If you don't know what God says, you got to open the book. Speak what I just said to Therese. Who can speak what I just said to Therese? None of you, because you don't know what I said to Therese. And I'm not going to tell you what I said to Therese. After service, you can ask him. My point is, open the book. Hear the word. You'll know what God said. Verse 29, my text scripture is, and he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. Everybody say always.
Always.
Say it again, always.
Always.
Say it again, always.
Always.
Say Jesus,
Jesus.
Always,
always
did the things that please God. I must always, always, always,
always,
always. What's the end of that statement? Do the thing that please God. And this is what God is calling for. We have too many, if I can use the expression, half Christians. It's no such thing. He said, I wish you were either hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I spew you out of my mouth. You can't get across the fence. You know, I'm either wholly married to Jimmy or I'm not married to Jimmy. And I am married to Jimmy, so I can't be unmarried to Jimmy. And I can't live any other way. Now, Lord help me, because my organization is getting off. Let me tell you this. When you're in the pulpit, you can see everybody and everything. And people are doing some of everything but worshiping God, it seems. So what are we going to do? We're going to focus in on him. Give him this half hour, this hour, these 2 hours, whatever time, and it's God in me, God in me. I'm worshiping him, and he's ministering back to me. And so when you leave here today, I want it to already be done. Establish in your life and in your heart that I always please God. Now the devil, somebody's mind going like this right now. I can't always please God. I can't always please God. I didn't always please God. The woman caught in the very act of adultery. They walked away and nobody could throw a stone at her. Jesus said, where are they? She said, they are gone. Nobody's cast a stone at me. He said, I don't either. You go and sin no more. So whatever your past is, it's done. It's done with. Now from this day forward, it is done. Say, it is done. I always, always please God. Now, how am I going to know what pleases God? I've got to read and study his word. I've got to imbibe it. Imbibe means to soak in, to put it into my spirit, meditate in it day and night. I can't spend 15 and 20 hours to break all playing games and stuff. And all you young people can't do it. I've got to get into the word. I talk to God and God talks back to me. And I know what he wants. I know what pleases him. I know he said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So I always please God. I always obey my parents. My sister Ruby over there probably can tell. I say she was probably next to me and John was, but I was an obedient child. And sometimes they would say I was mama's favorite, but I made sure I found out what mama wanted, what pleased mama, and I did that. My sister Corrine, just older than me. We won't even talk about her. She was a good child, but she could do some stuff. Amen. Already, always, always, forever, and always. Say this, I am. Is anybody in here not saved? You're not sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior. Be honest now. Be honest. We don't want anybody dying and go to hell in here now when you could be saved in the next seconds. You're listening. You're not sure Jesus is your Savior. You can be saved. Well, let's do it this way. If you are absolutely, positively sure, is anybody in here didn't walk in on your own? Everybody walked in on your own. You're absolutely, positively sure that you are born again. You are a child of God. Stand up. We'll sell that now. I'm looking now. I'm looking. You look around. Do you see anybody sitting? So all of you are born again. All right, you may be seated. You may be seated. God is calling for us to live for him 24/7. How long do you go without breathing? Hold your breath. I'm serious. Hold your breath. I'm breathing. I call myself holding it, but I realized I was breathing. Jesus said, I always do those things that please my Father. And when are you going to get to the point that you want to do that? When I get to the point that I want to do that, then we will be light. If somebody follows me, from here to my house, and they can just go straight out and on the walk and right across, or they can go down that way, go down that road, all the way down to the end of the road, come back up the highway, come back up 414, and then get on County Road 62. That's way out of the way. Too many who say they are Christians are going down the road, down the highway, back to 414, County Road 62, and not getting back to Jesus.